This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Garmin announced the new G3000 glass panel on Monday, and when NBAA 2009 opened in Orlando yesterday morning, Piper Aircraft followed up with an announcement that the 3000 has been selected to be the panel for the new Piper jet. Piper also confirmed yesterday that a passive thrust corrective system designed by engine provider Williams frees the Piper jet from the need for any stability augmentation system. There was a fair bit of surprise when Piper announced plans for a 50% increase in production numbers for 2010. Embraer says two of its new Legacy 650s are in flight test, with first customer deliveries scheduled for the second half of next year. The FAA certification test program for the GE Honda HF120 engine is officially underway in a GE Aviation Altitude Test Chamber in Evandale, Ohio. Jeppesen has received a reusable software component acceptance letter from the FAA, which will allow Jeppesen electronic charts to be integrated more easily with new third-party navigation systems. Dassault Falcon announced at NBAA the development of a new STC, allowing Falcon 2000 and 2000EX operators to upgrade to a set of four flat-panel LCDs from ISNS. Cessna says Citation Sovereign Part 135 operators will now be able to conduct certain overwater flights, specifically Los Angeles to Hawaii, without requiring FAA extended operations approval. Hawker Beechcraft Services announced at NBAA it's taking orders for AirCell high-speed internet and Swift broadband connectivity in many of its business jets. And why is DHS urging us to adopt better hygiene and take precautions against the spread of viruses? Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell talks about the future of commercial space travel with National Space Society's Tim Bailey. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.